That's all right. I'm going to invite the boys and girls to come down the front and join me. We're going to sit and have a chat. But while I have the microphone for a moment, I want to encourage all the grown-ups, if you have a smartphone and you know how to use it, set an alarm right now at a time that you're going to be free most days this week to remind you to pray for our friends in Cambodia. I find that is just the most helpful way, sometimes that you wouldn't normally be praying, but just to remind yourself, you know what, I need to pray for these friends of ours. Boys and girls, do you know how to set an alarm on a phone? You can help your mums and dads with it. All right. Not sometime that they're meant to be sleeping, though. Okay. Okay. Well, I have a question for all of us today. Who sometimes feels a little bit lost in the world? Like, maybe you're like, a bit unsure. Maybe even if someone asks you, who are you? You wouldn't really be able to say much. Who am I? I know my name, but what else can I say? Who am I, really? Because sometimes things change, and we feel a little bit unsure about that. Who feels that sometimes? Put your hands up, some people. How about the grown-ups? Who feels that way sometimes? Oh, yep, lots of the grown-ups feel that. And sometimes we think they don't, but grown-ups feel it a lot. I've got some stories from when I was a little girl. I was about 5 years old, and I thought, you know, I've got a few things that I could say. I know who my people are. I know where my place is. I know, you know, a couple of things about me. Who am I? What am I good at? And so I've got a picture up here. One of the things that I could tell people is, you know what? I'm Jen, and I belong to my mummy and daddy. I've got a picture here that we can look at. Here you go. There's a baby Jen with her mummy and daddy. But then something happened in my life, and I started at big school. Who's starting at big school at the moment? Are you starting at big school, Lani? Wow. And you know, at big school, nobody knew my mummy and daddy. And so when I said, you know, I am Jen, I belong to my mummy and daddy, so what? And I felt a little bit lost without that. Or what about, I am Jen and I am big sister to Stephanie. I am a big sister to Stephanie, that's me. But then when I started at big school, my sister Stephanie wasn't at big school. Nobody knew her. That didn't mean anything. So there I was, just Jen, just me. And there was no way for other people to know who I am or what my place is in the world or why I'm important. Big school was a new and scary place. It wasn't my place. It became my place, but it wasn't for a little while. And I felt very lost, and it was really hard to answer the question, well, who am I? I had one answer to that question. Who am I? I am the best at craft. Because when I was little, I was always the best at craft. And I remember one craft that we did when I started big school. We had to make an apple. It was a red apple, and so we crunched up some red crepe paper and we would stick it on and we coloured the leaf in green. But Reese was a very naughty boy and he kept bumping the table. And I don't know if Reese is in that picture, maybe up the back. He kept bumping the table, and so my colouring went outside the lines, and my bits of crepe paper, they didn't stay scrunched and they didn't stay stuck on the paper. And my craft wasn't the best craft, it was the worst craft. Do you think I still have that apple? No, I threw it in the bin before I even took it home to show Mummy and Daddy because I was so sad. I thought, I'm the best at craft, and this craft was a disaster. Who am I? If I can't say I belong to my Mummy and Daddy, if I can't say I'm Stephanie's big sister, if I can't say I'm the best at craft, what can I say? This girl in the pink here, standing next to me in the floppy hat, that's my best friend, Katie. She was my best friend when I started school, and so that was something that I could say. Who am I? I'm Katie's best friend. But then, you know, 1 year after I started at big school, Katie moved away. And I couldn't say I'm Katie's best friend anymore because I couldn't see her anymore. All the things that I thought I could say, this is who I am. I am Mum and Dad's little girl. Or I am Stephanie's big sister. Or I am good at craft. Or I am Katie's best friend. They kept disappearing. Or the last one, if we can look at the next picture, I knew one thing about me was that I have beautiful blonde curls. Can you see those beautiful blonde curls? And so every time I had to draw a picture of myself, I would get the yellow pencil and I would do some beautiful blonde curls. And you know where this story is going. One day someone said to me, hey, Jen, you don't have blonde hair. And I was like, what? Oh, I have brown hair. My hair had changed. It had turned from blonde into brown. Everything that I thought that I knew about me and who I am could change, even the colour of my hair. And I was so sad for two reasons. One, because I was wrong and I don't like being wrong. And two, is because I thought blonde hair was beautiful, the most beautiful, and I was very sad that my hair wasn't blonde anymore. And so, everything that I thought I could say, you know what, this is who I am, kept on changing. I'm Mummy and Daddy's little girl, but no one knows what that means at big school. I'm Stephanie's big sister, but what if Stephanie's not there? I'm good at craft, but sometimes I'm not good at craft. I have beautiful blonde curly hair. Well, what if my hair changes? Or I'm Katie's best friend. But what if Katie moves away? Well, boys and girls, there is one thing that doesn't have to change. And this is something that God wanted me to know when I was 5 years old and just starting big school. And it's something that he wants me to know still, but I'm very slow at learning, so I'm still learning it. And you know what that one thing is? That one thing is that I can be a child in God's family. And that will never change. When I was 7 years old, I decided, yes, that's me. I want to be a child in God's family. And now I'm 29 years old, and I still will say anytime that someone asks me, yes, that's me. I have decided to belong to God. I'm a child in God's family. But you know, some days I forget about that. And when people ask me, who am I? I might try and think of, oh, well, maybe I'm good at sewing. Or, oh, I belong to William, which I do, unless God takes him away from me. And, or I could say, oh, I wear beautiful skirts and dresses. But one day they might get tired and wear out. But the one thing that never has to change, the one thing that God wants me to hold on to and never let go of, is that I am a child in God's family. And you can be a child in God's family too. If that's something that you would like to be a child in God's family and you haven't yet spoken to God and said, I want to be a child in your family, you can talk to your mummies and daddies about that afterwards. They would love to talk to you and pray with you so that you can be a child in God's family too. I'm going to pray right now and thank God that we can be children in his family. Father God, thank you for today and thank you for the chance that we have to come together and have a chat as your people. Thank you for your love for us and that we can all be a child in your family no matter what changes in our life. Amen.